Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
It's the final day of Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games. There's still a few events for today. Badminton, hockey, table tennis and para table tennis, aquatics, squash as well as hockey. And I imagine there'll be a closing ceremony at some point. At the beginning of the games, we spoke to Wesley Botton from The Citizen. He joins us again now from Potchefstroom. Good morning to you, Wesley.
Morning, Africa.
It's been a generally good outing for Team South Africa, has it not?
Oh, yes, it has. Not as good maybe as previous years at the Commonwealth Games, but definitely better than we expected, I think.
And it was, in the main, the swimmers, I think, who did us proud. Look, we picked up a couple of silver and bronze medals on one or two of the track and field events, but it was a swimming pool that did us the most proud.
Oh, yes, they saved us. If it wasn't for our swimmers, we would have had a terrible games, I think. What's really promising, Africa, is that it's not just swimmers, it's young swimmers. Our best swimmers at these games are aged 18, 19, so it bodes very well for the future. They got 11 medals in total in the pool. I really don't think we could have asked more from them.
Yeah, I mean, 11 out of 27 in total is absolutely incredible. Now, it's all, I suppose, attention. It's Paris, right? The next Olympic Games. What do you think Team South Africa, SASCOC sponsors have to do in getting a very strong team to those Olympic Games?
Well, traditionally at the Olympics, we have relied on two sports, and I think it's probably going to be the same again. We need swimmers to perform. We need track and field athletes to perform. Our Blitzbox rugby team and a few others are definitely going to be contenders. But if we don't have those two sports performing, we're just not going to come back with enough medals. And the swimmers are, we can't, like I said, we couldn't have asked more from them from the Commonwealth Games. Our track and field athletes are just not performing. So I think moving forward, the best thing for everybody to do, maybe SASCOC needs to sit down with Athletic South Africa, find out where they're going wrong. They don't have a lot of time to fix it, but a bit of communication, maybe they can do something before then.
I always argue that it's better to send a smaller team where you have better chances of medals than a bigger team where the majority of people are just going for a ride to Paris, right?
Yeah.
I imagine you would agree with that, because then it allows SASCOC and sponsors to really hone in on the people that actually have an opportunity to stand at a podium for our medals.
That's right. We all know our country's financial situation. We're not exactly rolling in it. We do have limits to budgets and that sort of thing. And the fewer people you have, the more you can focus on them. So I do agree with that. Some people will argue that, you're affecting the spirit of the games and the participation and that sort of thing. But we are also living in a professional sports environment. These are professional athletes, and asking them to perform at a certain level before they get to be in a national team, I think is fair. And I do agree with you. I think a smaller team will be good. Let's focus on who might get into finals, who might be medal contenders, and let's invest in them. And hopefully we'll get something back in return.
You made reference to the fact that we do have very limited budgets. And one would argue, in fact, that the Akinis and Minis of this world are probably performing well, not because of support from government, but rather support from sponsors and belief, obviously, in his ability and his achievements. There was a time when we had major sponsors, Telkom and such, of Swimming South Africa. I'm not sure who is sponsoring them right now. It looks like it's up to those sporting codes, we know this to be true about hockey, to actually find the resources necessary to make it possible for them to compete.
Yes, we need people to invest in these sports. I think relying on government is maybe not the best idea. I don't know how much money will come from them in future. We need corporate South Africa to invest, like they do with the Springbok rugby team, like they do with our cricket team, like they do with other sports. We need more investment in individual sports. It might not seem like a lot, you're going to get more out of sponsoring a full squad of athletes than you're going to get out of sponsoring one athlete. But the return in investment will be significant if that athlete gets on the podium at the Olympic Games.
We got excited about judo because we got a medal in judo.
Absolutely, and maybe there is a company somewhere in South Africa that has some interest in that sport and maybe is willing to back one or two of our judokas. That would be fantastic. And hopefully, you know, our government is also able to find some money to fund these athletes, because we absolutely have a lot of talent, but they do need support.
Wesley, thank you very much for your reporting and for joining us this morning. Wesley Botton is a senior sports writer at The Citizen.